This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While mediators continue to work to free all hostages in Gaza, there's a spotlight on the children being held by Hamas as a ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terror group is extended 2 more days.
On Monday, mediator Qatar announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a ceasefire for 2 more days, raising hopes among Israelis that more people, including children that Hamas had taken hostage on October 7th, would be released. Israel says Hamas captured 40 children out of a total of 240 hostages. An official from Qatar said that 10 of the children are under the control of other militant groups and that it's not clear if Hamas can find them. The Israeli families say that the reunions with their children released from Hamas captivity are bittersweet because there are still so many remaining hostages. They say they will not rest until every family is reunited. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden plans to skip the upcoming climate talks in Dubai, an event that is expected to draw heads and state and diplomats from more than 200 nations and the Vatican. He has attended twice before. White House officials say the administration is sending a climate team. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apparently received photos taken by its recently launched spy satellite.
평양 시간 11월 27일 23시 36분 25초 워싱턴의 백악관 펜타곤 등의 대상들을 촬영한 자료들을 구체적으로 보고받으셨습니다.
North Korea last week successfully launched it.